I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent headlines claim North Korea has nearly wiped out underground churches. But Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea urges caution. He says the reality is more complex and reliable information is limited. The government blocks news about Christians and would not admit their existence or lack of religious freedom. Foley says the church is not gone, but rather still growing despite persecution. Join us in praying regularly for North Korea's believers. And years of faithful ministry have led to new possibilities. Jason Taylor of Set Free Global says they began freedom ministry in Uganda in 2005. Now, they're considering nearby Ethiopia. In partnership with Crew and Freedom in Christ Ministries, Set Free Global is hosting a training event next week for hundreds of Ethiopian believers from multiple churches. Pray the U.S. team travels safely to East Africa for that conference, and pray that Ethiopian Christians find freedom in Christ. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.